This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil. I have Gus on the line from War Road, Pastor Gus, and looking forward to it. Our last visit before 2024. How are you, Pastor Gus?
I'm older.
Yeah.
2024, man. You remember growing up thinking even the 2000s were like light years away, and
We're... Yeah, a quarter of a century in, almost. So
that's crazy.
And Merry Christmas to you. It's almost here, huh?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Oh, you bet. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But again, always good to chat with you. You know, I think when we first started doing these interviews, one of the things we talked about was how you got on Fox News because you were this bold young pastor and you were challenging the IRS or whatever to come and take away your nonprofit or, you know, whatever tax-exempt status as a church. But hey, step aside, Pastor Gus. Oak Hill's made Fox News now, huh?
There's the Fox News Club. We're in it together.
I haven't made Fox News yet, so.
You stick with me, Phil, and I'll make you famous.
That could be. Well, it is so interesting. All of a sudden, yesterday, I started to get a couple of texts, and we got a message through our email at QFM. Hey, have you heard about Oak Hills Christian College on Fox News? I'm thinking, no, I don't know about that. And then I got the article of how somehow the Oak Hills men's basketball team ended up playing NDSU, of all things, in a non-conference game, which they've already, you know, Pastor Marty Geese issued a statement this afternoon that they're going to reevaluate how they schedule their athletics and so forth as far as non-conference games, because that was a mistake, honestly, to play a Division I school like that. But you saw
probably
it, Gus.
By both colleges.
Well,
honestly.
Right. You know? Yeah, it was very lopsided. And because the score was so lopsided, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like 120 to 14.
Well, I got the article
yeah,
here.
What,
108 to 14.
That's what it was. Okay. Well, and that's the way it's going to be, you know. But that caught the attention, you know, when you have a lopsided score. For whatever reason, sometimes these news outlets, hey, look at this score. You know, David and Goliath didn't work out too good in this case. But, you know, it was quite an interesting story, wasn't it?
Yeah, very interesting. And I believe that part of the reason why I think it's happening is because God wants to draw attention to his principles.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, yes, lopsided score, but, you know, the devil wants to try to, you know, make Oak Hills look bad, but they can't look bad. I read their statement and their policy on what they believe about sexuality and marriage, and I just thought, this is fantastic. You guys are awesome.
Absolutely. And that's what happened was it caught the attention because of the score, and so people were looking up, well, what's Oak Hills? We've never heard of Oak Hills before. NDSU has a certain amount of national notoriety. And here's one comment, for example, someone on X, it used to be Twitter, said, well, I almost felt bad for Oak Hills until I looked up the school. And, you know, they just drill for these kinds of things. They discovered Oak Hills' biblical statement on marriage and relationships. And it's fantastic. Like you said, you read it. But, of course, then all the haters start coming out and saying, well, I wish they would have gotten beat even worse. Wow. You know? Crazy.
Yeah, like they're Oak Hills Christian College, not
exactly.
Oak Hills Basketball College.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, a Christian college is going to have Christian principles in its statements of faith, and that is clearly one of them.
Yeah. Well, and here's some of what Oak Hills is saying, too. They said, you know, we recently played NDSU. The guys played well but lost with a point spread that captured the attention of the media, regional and nationally. And in a curious twist, I like how they said that, media attention shifted rapidly from a focus on basketball to a focus on our biblical stance on human sexuality. In response to media criticism of Oak Hills, an increasing number of individual calls and emails have been received now in support of the ministry and biblical position. And you said that's kind of how it goes, isn't it, Gus?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I think their admin department could use this and spin it in a righteous way and say, come here and get a Christian education, because clearly that we're not going to back down to the world's, you know, desire that, yeah, you know, to think that we're hateful.
Like, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know what? They've made it clear every time they're on with us at QFM, they know where we stand on truth. And they are just a rock when it comes to that. I'm so proud of Oak Hills Christian College. Dr. Geese, anytime he speaks to alumni at their homecoming events or they had their big 75th anniversary a couple of years ago, they're just very bold about that, that we will not compromise. How about that? And even those people listening to us right now, Gus, hey, if you've got college age, you know, kids, maybe they're coming home from a college for Christmas break and they don't like it, go to Oak Hills for crying out loud.
Yeah, you know, most all of the higher institutions, especially Ivy League higher institutions in this nation, were started by Christian people. I mean, Harvard was started by the Puritans. And,
yes.
And, I mean, and these were, you know, John Witherspoon, a pastor, started Princeton, who said this, listen, and I only have this right at my fingertips because I'm going to be talking about this on Sunday, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
But John Witherspoon, the guy that started Princeton, said, cursed be all learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I bet you Princeton doesn't teach that anymore.
No. Oof. You know, in these universities, the Ivy Leagues have been in the news big time this whole last week because of their, you know, absolutely cowardly stance on Israel and these pro-Hamas peoples chanting from the river to the sea, and they're not doing anything about it, you know. And we're seeing some of these presidents being forced to resign, millions of dollars in donations being pulled from the schools. Praise God for
all
that.
Because,
you know?
All because the president of Harvard could not, you know, condemn the statements by Harvard students calling for the genocide, yeah, of Jews.
Yeah.
Like, when she was being cross-referenced in, you know, in front of Congress, she couldn't condemn that. Like, imagine Harvard University, started by Puritans in 1636, not being able to condemn genocidal statements. Hmm. And she kept her job.
So far. But
yes, well, so far. Yeah. Unanimously, the Harvard board said that they're going to keep her unless something has changed.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, so many colleges are a mess. I think it was John Stone Street that said it was either today or recently. It's like 90% of all professors on non-Christian college campuses are all progressive lefties, you know? There's so few conservatives that are teaching at the college or university level. And that's just, that's not a good thing. That's horrible. And
it's terrible.
That's the future
it's
of our country.
It's a horrible
thing. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, like if you got some intellect, maybe you got to go be a college professor. But the problem is, you know, that's kind of general knowledge now. Nobody conservative wants to enter into the lion's den. And I would just assure you, when you go into the lion's den as a conservative Christian, guess what happens? You make pets out of the lions.
Yeah.
So go.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Just saw a story literally minutes before I called you today about the Hallmark Channel, that they're going big time woke. You know, we had heard about this a few months back, that, you know, all their movies for Christmas are coming out, and they have one that just came out a few days ago featuring, you know, homosexual men in a relationship. You can avoid this one. It's called Christmas on Cherry Lane. So forget that one. And then there's a lesbian romance coming out, too, called Friends and Family Christmas. That starts on the 17th. And they're going to go all in, they're saying, for 2024. So, you know, you'd think some lessons would be learned here that...
Yeah, make Dylan Mulvaney your spokesperson and see how well that goes for you, Bud Light.
There you go. Ah, Dylan, he's still out there, too, so... I don't know.
Not after he tanked Bud Light stock.
Yeah, that's about
it. It's not his fault. It's just the advertisers that, you know, thought it was good. But there's the saying, it's not original to me, but when companies go woke, they go broke.
Yeah, 100%. Well, anyway, we just, you know, pray for Oak Hills, support them, really consider them. You know, if you are looking for an awesome college education, they're right here in the area. They have a lot to offer, so... There you go. And Gus, it's almost Christmas time. And, you know, I asked you last week, you know, what is the most important thing that we need to learn, or, you know, the meaning of Christmas? And obviously, we think about the birth of Christ, but Christmas is a lot of things. I mean, even Advent, there's four different things: hope, peace, joy, all of that. What for you personally? You know, I know you love getting presents, though, right? Is that number one for you?
Yeah, that's number one. Santa Claus and presents are number one for Christmas. Does sarcasm play well on the radio?
Yes, I don't think so. Yes, it does. Yes, on this show it does, yeah.
Well, one of the greatest, most clever sayings is Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yeah.
Right? It is just true, and we all know that it is true, especially for a follower of Christ. And, of course, we can get all hot and bothered about the secularization of, you know, Christmas, but it still doesn't change the fact that Christmas is Christ.
Yeah. Yep, and everything that means, you know, his love, his truth, you know, the joy and the peace and all of those kinds of things. And it isn't always that, you know, even for pastors' families, they're just like on a Sunday morning, there can be a little chaos, and Christmas is amazing, but just be prepared. There's going to be some ups and downs. If you got a whole bunch of family coming to visit, you know, something might happen. Things might be said. But like you said, Gus, let's just try to focus. Bring the focus back to Christ as quickly as you can. Grace is a biggie, too, isn't it, Gus, for Christmas, and especially if you're going to have a lot of people around.
Hey, man. G. James Kennedy wrote a book, something like, "What if Christ would have never been born," kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. But, you know, just the whole concept of him not being born. And I'm not talking about salvation, but think of all of the cathedrals of Europe, all of how he influenced, you know, literature and music. I mean, Johann Sebastian Bach declared that every note he ever wrote was for the glory of God. Right? And
wow.
So much of influence that little baby turned man,
wow,
you know, did on all of civilization.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, time even changed when he got born, right?
Unbelievable.
BC, before Christ, AD, yeah. Anno Domini, the year of our Lord in Latin.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, it affected all the universities and learning and things like that,
right,
too. So, yeah, it's amazing, so much to think about and to celebrate at Christmas time. Get to a church. What are you going to do now with Christmas Eve on a Sunday? You've got a bunch of stuff going on that day?
We clearly have our regular service Sunday morning, and then we're looking at possibly doing one that evening, you know,
yeah,
Christmas Eve service, you know, candlelight, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and probably not much then on Monday, Christmas Day, I suppose.
No, no. But last year, Christmas Day was on Sunday.
That's right.
And we had, of course, every church had, I mean, you can't close church on Christmas Day.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it is funny how the calendar lies and makes people do things a little differently every
it
year.
Is.
So it's pretty cool. All right, Gus, well, we'll let you go. I know you've been a very good boy this year, so you'll probably get some gifts under the tree.
I'll get at least one, I think.
Okay. All right. God bless you. So good to talk to you. We'll do it again next year.
Next year. That's right, Phil. Bless you guys. Love you guys.
All right. Love you,
praise
too.
Praise Jesus for Oak Hills Christian School.
Yeah. Amen. All right. This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.